कामरागो विवर्जितम धर्मा विरुद्ध भूतेषु कामस्मि भरतर्षव। कृष्ण सेज बलं बलवता, बलवत मीन्स वन हु हैज गॉट स्ट्रेंथ, स्ट्रांग मैन, बट दैट स्ट्रेंथ इज कृष्णा। वी हैव एवरी वन ऑफ अस, वी हैव गॉट सम स्ट्रेंथ, but this strength they are talking, ask them to go out, jao tum log chalo, we are moving our hands, moving our legs, talking, but because all this strength are Krishna, they are under Krishna's control. It is not in our control. Although we are thinking that it is my strength, just like a wrestler. In Vrindavan, there was a, not was, he still living, one wrestler, he became Babaji. So he was very proud of his strength and he was quarreling with anyone and everyone was afraid of his encroachment. But at the present moment, that man is paralyzed. He cannot even talk. So all his strength is finished now. So, yeah, Krishna says, balam balavatam aham asmi. I am the strength. So long Krishna allows you to use this strength, you can become proud of your strength. But as soon as you withdraw, then you are useless. This is Krishna consciousness. If anyone understands this philosophy, that I possess this strength, I possess this wealth, I possess this beauty, I possess such and such education, riches, but they are all Krishna's gifts. Actually, I do not possess anything. Krishna has given them to use. And he has given the privilege to me to use it. But I must know that these things are possession of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness sense. Therefore, because we are wrongly thinking that I am the proprietor of this thing, I possess this thing, this is mine. When you come to the conclusion that I do not possess anything, everything belongs to Krishna, I am simply allowed to use it. That's all. Everything. We are claiming this is our country, this is my land. Actually, it is not so. The land belongs to Krishna. He has already explained it. Bhumi, Rapo, Analobal. Earth, water, fire, air. They are my differentiated energies. So when we claim that the land belongs to me, that is called maya. That land does not belong to me or you. It belongs to Krishna. We are allowed to use it for some time. We come here naked and we pass, go away naked. The things which are proud of possessing, they remain there. This is Krishna consciousness. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivardhita. Therefore, kama raga vivardhita. Kama means lust, and raga means attraction. Vivarjita means devoid of. I have got some strength, but if I become attached to it, that it is my strength, it is my money, this is kama raga. Lust. Kama means lust. To enjoy. It is my money. It is mine. Aham mamet. I am such and such big man. And I have got such and such things. This is called aham mama. My strength. No, it is not your strength. If you know that it is not your strength, it is Krishna's strength, it should be used for Krishna, then it is kama raga vibharjitam. Actually, that is fair. This is the instruction given by Krishna. Arjuna was a strong man. He could fight. So he understood that this mind, fighting strength, is Krishna's. So Krishna wants to use it for his purpose. Why shall I not? I was refusing to use this strength, thinking that this is my strength. Why shall I use it for my relative? That is illusion. When he understood that the strength belongs to Krishna, and Krishna wants it now to use it for him. So he decided, yes, karishye vachanam tava. If Krishna is the master, and we are simply Krishna's servants, so when the master orders, the servant must do it. That is bhakti. That is Krishna power. Anukullina Krishnanu Silanam. Anukullina means favorable. We have got something, little strength given by Krishna. Actually, Krishna, I am also Krishna's. I am part and parcel of Krishna. So, in minute quantity, I have got all the qualities of Krishna. So, whatever I have got, if we use it for Krishna's service, that is perfection of life. Kamarāga vivarjitam. Therefore, bhakti means sarvapādhi vinimuktam. The whole world is suffering on account of this misunderstanding. Everything belongs to Krishna, but we have formed different parties and everyone is claiming that this is my land, India is our, Pakistan is our, America is our, and that is called illusion, maya. Nothing belongs to you. Everything, Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything Krishna's. So, this is ignorance. So, Krishna consciousness movement means to drive away this ignorance. That is called sarvapādhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. We should not indulge in falsely claiming sarva padhi vininmuktam tatparatina nirmam kamuraga vivarji and dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatar sava dharma aviruddha. Now this dharma, religious principles, that means it is with reference to the human society, because religious principles are not to be found in the animal society. They have no religion. Just like dogs. The dogs, as soon as he finds one dog, male dog finds another female dog, immediately he wants to rape and does it, because it is animal. See, he is lusty, he wants to have sex with the opposite sex, so never mind what it is, a small dog or big dog, because they are animals. But if a man does so, that is dharma virudh, according to the human social convention, one must have a married wife, and there is process, not like the cats and dog. As soon as one is lusty, he rapes. No. So that kind of lust, actually that is not lust, that is duty. Putrarthe kriyate bharja. Bharja means wife. And putra means son. For begetting a son, a wife is accepted, not for enjoying sex life. At the present moment, it has become so. Wife means legalized prostitute. They say marriage is legalized prostitution, because they are habituated to prostitution, so it becomes legalized. But actually, the dharma, religious principle, means putrarthe kriyate bharja, putra pinda prayojanam. That is Vedic Indian. So Krishna says, dharma viruddha kama. When this lusty affair is sanctioned by religious principle, that kind of lust I am. That means, if you beget son according to the religious principle, that is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, if you become unnecessarily lusty and attack your wife or somebody, that is sinful. So, human life is so responsible life. Little deviation will make me responsible for resultant action. So, dharma viruddha kamasmi sarva bhutesh bharatar sava. Jetaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasas charje matta ebeti tan vidhi natu aham teshu te mahi. Sattvik, rajasik, tamasik, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Krishna says, either goodness or passion or ignorance, they are all from me. যেটাই বা সাত্বিকার মত এবিতি তার বৃদ্ধি দে আর ফ্রম মি জাস্ট লাইক ইট ইজ ডিসক্রাইব দ্যাট অধর্ম ইজ দি ব্যাক সাইড অফ গড অধর্ম মিনস ইরিলিজিয়াস দ্যাট ইজ ব্যাক সাইড অফ গড ইফ গড ইজ অ্যাবসলিউট দেন জাস্ট লাইক উই হ্যাভ গট দিস ফ্রন্ট সাইড অ্যান্ড দিস ব্যাক সাইড The back side we cannot see. Or back side, suppose if there is attack, then I try to protect my front side first. I give preference to the front side, not to the back side. This is an example. So we consider back side is inferior than the front side. But when it is with reference to Krishna, he is absolute. So how the back side can be inferior than the front side? Back side, it is said in the Vedic literature, Adharma is the back side of God, Krishna. So here also, It is said, Matta eveti tana vidhi natu ahang teshu te mai. Even the opposite number, dharma and adharma. For Krishna, everything is one because he is absolute. Although materially, this is good, this is bad, we consider. But for Krishna, there is no such distinction. He is absolute. Another example can be given that we use electricity for heater and at the same time cooler. The heat and cool, they are opposite number. But to the electrician, he knows how to deal the electricity power to make one thing cool and another thing hot. Therefore, Krishna is viruddha dharma samanna. He can adjust two opposite things. So, in other words, Dharma and adharma, they are, in material consideration, there are two different opposite things. But when it is used for Krishna, then it is absolute. Then it is absolute. Just like, for example, Krishna asking Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira Maharaj, in the Kurukshetra battlefield, Yudhishthira Maharaj was elder cousin brother of Krishna. So he requested, my dear elder brother, you go to Dronacharya and say that your son is dead. Because it was a benediction for Dronacharya, that unless he is shocked by the death of his son, he will never die. So he was not dying. So Krishna asked Yudhishthira, he was very pious man, and Dronacharya would believe him, because Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira is speaking, then surely my son has died. Therefore, Krishna requested him to go and tell this lie, that your son is dead. Now, we may think that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He's advising Yudhishthira Maharaj to speak lie. It is practically opposite from religious principle. But Krishna wants it, we must do it. Never mind. There is no such concept. That is Krishna consciousness. But not that we shall manufacture our Krishna consciousness. Actually, when Krishna or his representative wants to do something, we must do it. That is Krishna consciousness. Yudhishthira Maharaj hesitated to speak lie. That was considered as disobedience to the law. That's a long story. Similarly, we find that Krishna performed Rasdila at dead of night. All the village girls, they assembled there. So, young girls coming out of home to meet another young boy at dead of night, it is against Vedic principle. This is not allowed. This question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj. How Krishna danced with the girls who are others' wife. That is not allowed according to Vedic social convention. Nobody can dance with others' wife unless she is married. So this question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj, and it was answered that what Krishna does, one should not even think of it. Krishna has performed this Rasleela, done. Therefore I can also do. There are many rascals, they imitate. The answer is Tejasangra Dosaya. These girls, they wanted Krishna as their husband. Krishna was so beautiful, they prayed to Katayani that, please give us Krishna as our husband. So actually, this was not possible. Krishna, generally, our Hindu system and Vedic system is that the boy must be elderly than the girl. But they were of the same age. Sometimes Krishna was younger. But they wanted. So Krishna satisfied their desire by dancing. That's all. But we cannot imitate this. We cannot dance with others' wife. That is not possible. So Krishna gave them chance. Somewhere or other, kamat, lobhat, bhayat. Somewhere or other, if one becomes attached to Krishna, just like Kamsa, he was attached to Krishna out of fear, bhaya. He understood that there is my sister's son, whose name will be Krishna, he would kill me. So he was always thinking of Krishna. Oh, Krishna may not come and kill me. So after all, he was thinking of Krishna, but out of fear. This is not bhakti. But he was thinking of Krishna, he was Krishna conscious. Therefore, he got salvation. Although he was thinking of Krishna as enemy, but because he was thinking of Krishna, he got salvation. Not elevation to the Vaikuntha planet, but salvation. Salvation means merge into the Brahma evolving. So, Shastra says, kamat bhayat lobhat, either by lust or by greediness or by inimical feeling, somehow or other, if you become Krishna conscious, then you are meaningful. Krishna can adjust all opposing elements. That is Krishna. But in ordinary dealing, we must discriminate that this is good, this is bad, this is religious, this is irreligious. But when it is in relations with Krishna, all these opposing elements become adjusted. This is the time. Therefore, Krishna says, dharma aburiddha kama, which is sanctioned by religious principle, such lusty affairs I am. Jechaiva sattika bhava, and all the bhava, the goodness, passion, and ignorance, they are all emanations from Krishna. So, even things which are considered to be in the modes of ignorance, tamas, from ordinary point of view, the gopis going to Krishna at dead of night, that is tamas. But when it is in connection with Krishna, it transcends all these qualities, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. We should not imitate these things, but this is the conclusion of the Shastra. He can adjust tejasam na dosaya. The philosophy is one who is very powerful. No faults can be there. Sometimes a very powerful king, he does something not sanctioned by this law, but still it is accepted. There are so many things. We have heard that sometimes Mahatma Gandhi ordered one calf to be killed. The calf was suffering and Gandhi ordered him that kill him. He is suffering. So now for ordinary man it comes to cow killing, but he was powerful, so nobody takes into consideration. So there are, if it is possible for an ordinary man to do something extraordinary which is not sanctioned by the society, oh, what to speak of Krishna? He is fully independent, sara. He can do anything what he likes. Still, he is God, good, pavitram, apapa vidyam. In the Upanishad it is said, God cannot be contaminated by any sinful activity. Why it is said sinful activities? Sometimes we see that God is doing something which is sinful, but He will not be contaminated. Apapavidyam. He is turning into goodness. Just like the gopis came at night to Krishna because He was beautiful. So actually they came in lust, but because Krishna, it is in relationship with Krishna, the gopis became the greatest devotee of the world. Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu varga bhija kalpita. This is recommended by Lord Chaitanya, who was so strict, but he recommended that gopis' love for Krishna there is no company. So, because it is relationship with Krishna, but we cannot do that, then we are a vomit. These things have to be understood. Let's Krishna say, Ji chaiva sāstika bhāva rājusāstāma sāstra ji matta eviti tāna vidhi. Again he says, Sribhi gunamai bhāvai devi sarvam idam jagat. But those who are not Krishna conscious, for them these things are illusion. Tribhi gunamai, these three kinds of material modes of nature. Sribhi gunamai bhavai devi sarvamidam jag mohitam. They are captivated. Mohitam. Navijanati mami bhaparamambhaya. These three qualities or modes of material nature is working within this material world. And everyone is bewildered by this quality. Some of them are bewildered by the quality of goodness, some of them are by passion, some of them by ignorance, or some of them by the mixture. In this way, they cannot understand Krishna. They cannot understand Krishna. It is not that a person, just like this morning I was discussing in the beach, a person is in the modes of goodness. That does not mean he is advanced spiritually. He may be a very good man in the estimation of this material world, very pious, moral. But that is not qualification that he will understand Krishna. That is not possible. And sometimes we find one man is very much abominable in the lowest stage of human society, in ignorance. But he can understand Krishna. That is possible. So this material convention is not a check for understanding Krishna. This is another department. Ahituki apratihata. If we follow the principles of devotional service, then these material impediments cannot check. It will go on. Ahituki apratihata. But generally, who is not Krishna consciousness, even if he is on the modes of goodness, he cannot understand. Mohitam. It is said, Mohitam navijanati. Navijanati. Navijanati mame bhaparamavabhayam. I am the Supreme Absolute. And because they are covered by these modes of material nature, they cannot understand it. Now we will see. We see actually there are many big philosophers, learned scholars, but they do not understand Krishna. We have seen in Dr. Radha Krishna's book, he does not understand Krishna. And he writes commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And he concludes that Bhagavad Gita is mental speculation. Just see. Although he is born of a Brahmin family, he is a nice scholar, learned scholar, but because he is not trained up in Krishna consciousness, he cannot understand what is this. So long we are under the influence of this material modes of nature, there is no possibility of understanding Krishna. Either it may be goodness or passion or ignorance or mixture. We have to transcend. We have to go above the material modes of nature. And how it is possible? That is recommended. That is instructed by Krishna. Mancha jabhavicharini bhakti jugena sevate sagunan samaditta itan brahma bhujaya. If you engage yourself under the direction of Shastra and spiritual master in the devotional, modes of devotional service, Then you become advanced, transcendental to all these Trivigunas. Thank you.